This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Spooky Nishna Valley.
Ooh.
Ooh. About that time of the year.
Yeah.
Getting to Halloween.
Sadly, I have yet to put any decorations up for anything. Isn't that awful?
That's Halloween.
Oh my gosh, this month just got away from me.
Have you driven around, though, the area? Some folks really go nuts on Halloween.
Oh yeah, there's a house on 10th Street in Atlantic, and it is. It's just awesome, especially at night when you drive by. It's all lit up, and like, I mean, from the garage door to the end of the house, it's just all decorated. It's pretty cool.
Is your little boy freaked out by all this Halloween stuff?
Nah.
Not so much?
No.
He's okay with it.
Yeah. Right, lately, his thing is now is climbing on things. He likes to climb up on the couch. He just pulls himself up and climbing up on the fireplace now. So that's great.
Yeah, that's a good place to play around with you. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. It's awesome.
He'll learn some important lessons here real soon, won't he?
Yeah, hopefully he'll learn quick to get off there.
Well, Halloween, of course, is always a fun night. When you were a kid, it was a great night.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, man, you look forward to Halloween. Halloween was probably the second best holiday next to Christmas,
after Christmas,
of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for when you're a kid and you're not thinking about the significance of the days, mm-hmm. all you're thinking about is, what am I going to get?
Yep, candy.
Yeah, Halloween was a pretty good one. Easter, probably not quite as good as Halloween.
No. Still got some good stuff, though.
At Easter, yeah. Well, Easter time, you had to wait for the Easter Bunny to stop by and drop stuff off. Well, Halloween, don't need that. We're going to take the bull by the horns here. We're going to go out and fleece the neighbors for candy. That's kind of the way it goes. But, yeah, a lot of trick-or-treating will be going on here. Most of the communities around, mm-hmm. in fact, just about all of them, doing Wednesday night, which makes sense.
Right.
I've never understood that whole deal where a mayor in a town has to declare when trick-or-treating is.
I know, like doing it on a Sunday and Monday, it's just...
Nobody did that when we were kids. You trick-or-treat on Halloween.
Right,
that's when you do it.
It's Halloween.
But I know sometimes you get, like, playoff football games in some communities.
Yeah, that's true.
This year, that's not an issue. So no one have to worry about any of those kinds of things. And we do have a number of communities celebrating Halloween on Halloween. And some of those, you've got a few of the trick-or-treating times and dates, don't you?
I do. Well, in Griswold, their trick-or-treating is on Wednesday, October 31st on Halloween, and that's from 5 to 8.
I also notice here the Central Church of Christ in Griswold is having what they're calling a trunk-or-treat night. On Halloween night, the 31st as well, from 5:30 to 7:30. So they're just asking kids to stop by the church parking lot and trick-or-treat from the trunks of decorated cars.
It's a pretty sweet deal. I mean, you hit a bunch of one little area, you know. Well, I don't know why you'd want to pass that up.
The last half of that sentence before you cut me off.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it's the most important part. It says, and get free candy.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
How do you miss out on that? Is that for adults, too, or is that just for the kids?
Maybe if you dress up, you can get some candy. Maybe they'll won't let you slide.
I don't know, either that or they might. I might end up spending a night in jail. I don't know. What's wrong with that guy?
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Well, the AHS Student Council, they're having a Halloween trick-or-treat fundraiser. It's for kindergarten through fifth graders on October 31st. Members and adult chaperones will take kids trick-or-treating so the parents can stay home and hand out candy. They'll have 8 drop-off and pick-up locations. The drop-off is at 5:30 and the pick-up's at 7:30 p.m. With each group of children, there'll be 3 student council members and 1 adult. Cost is $10 for the first child and $5 for additional children. There's sign-up sheets located at the YMCA. They're only doing 25 spots per location, so you'll need to sign up as soon as possible. You can also contact the high school for any more questions. That number is 243-5358. So the AHS Student Council Trick-or-Treat Fundraiser, it's for kindergartners through fifth graders. That's on Halloween, and then you can call the high school for more information on that or the YMCA to sign them up. Let's see, Halloween activities in Atlantic, they will actually begin at 3 in the city park by the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, and then at 3:30, the Atlantic News Telegraph's costume contest in the city park. At 4 is the business trick-or-treating, and from 5:30 to 7:30 is beggar's night. For the businesses, from 4 to 5:30, you can open your doors or put out tables outside your business to draw trick-or-treaters to your location. And, of course, the last night for the Bloody Barn Haunted House. The Spookless Matinee is from 7 to 8. It's for the little kids. And then the Scare Fest is from 8 to midnight. It's $7 for the Scare Fest and $3 for children 12 and under and $5 for the adults at the door for the Spookless Matinee. You can also bring in a donation for that night's charity, and the adults will get in for $3 for the Spookless Matinee and $5 for Scare Fest. You can get more information on that at bloodybarn.weedly.com. And then the Eagles will also be selling raffle tickets for handcrafted quilt, and all proceeds for that go to the Cancer Fund.
lots of stuff.
Yes.
Got some other trick-or-treat notes here for you, too. In Oneida, the trick-or-treating has been set for Wednesday, October 31st from 5 to 7 p.m. And the Oneida Town and Country Club will also be serving soup at the fire station from 5 to 7 p.m. And then after you're done trick-or-treating, run the kids over to the fire hall because they'll be doing a costume judging at 7:30 that evening as well. The Messina Chamber of Commerce holding their annual Halloween party at the Cam Elementary School, and that'll be on Wednesday, October 31st. Trick-or-treaters can stop by at 5 o'clock and pick up a treat bag before they head out onto the town. The hours are 5 to 7 for trick-or-treating on Wednesday night. They'll have hot dogs, chips, and a drink provided for trick-or-treaters and available to all others for a free will donation, and then come back for a costume judging contest at 7:15. That's going on. Also in Cumberland, they've set their trick-or-treat times for Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. The Cumberland City Council set trick-or-treat night for trick-or-treat.
There you go.
Good thing. Good decision. Also, Wednesday, October 31st was proclaimed as the official trick-or-treat night in Adair, and that'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. There'll be no trick-or-treats on any other night in Adair, so that's when they'll be doing all of that stuff, and the fire department will also be patrolling the streets during the trick-or-treat period to make sure everybody's having a good, safe time. Also in Casey, the town of Casey, Wednesday, October 31st, 5 to 7 p.m. will be the night for trick-or-treating there, too, and there the Casey Fire Department will also be patrolling to make sure everything goes well. There'll also be a Halloween party from 7 to 8 Wednesday night at the Casey Community Building. The Casey Service Club is sponsoring that event. You know, in all cases, it can be a little, you know, a little wacky on Halloween night for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of traffic out.
Yeah, there is.
You know, it gets dark early, so, you know, and if it's cloudy at all, you know, gosh, you're all of a sudden now you're talking about, you know, not as much, you know, there's no moonlight out. Mm-hmm. There's no natural light. Street lights may or may not help.
A little,
you know,
yeah.
And if it's cold on Halloween, and it's supposed to be chilly this week, then you get kids wearing heavy coats and stuff underneath their costumes mm-hmm. and things, too. Maybe wearing stocking caps. You know, they're excited.
Yeah.
So they're not paying attention.
They're not thinking of anything but candy.
They're single focus. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all hopped up on sugar. So they're ready to go. So the DOT also sent out a little note for us, too, about, you know, making sure that we're safe that night. Because a lot of little ghosts and goblins will be roaming the streets trick-or-treating. So, you know, there's so much increased pedestrian traffic at the twilight hours and things that we need to be, as drivers, a little bit more mindful of what's going on. In fact, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration did a study examining motor vehicle-related deaths over a 20-year period. And the number of childhood pedestrian deaths increases fourfold among elementary and middle school-aged children on Halloween evenings when you compare that to all other evenings. Obviously,
makes
there's
sense,
a lot more
yeah.
traffic out there. You know, the kids get excited. Young kids may not understand that they lack the physical ability to cross the street quickly enough. Mm-hmm. Their small size limits their visibility to drivers. Children are often likely to take the shortest rather than the most sensible route across the street, sometimes darting out between parked cars. And, you know, young children don't evaluate the potential traffic threats out there as well as we do as adults, and so they can't anticipate the driver's behavior either.
Right.
So all of that kind of slows down. But, you know, there are all kinds of statistics I could throw at you, but bottom line is on trick-or-treat evening, you know, you're throwing the children out there in some of the most dangerous traffic situations that they'll face all year. So for drivers, make sure you slow down in the residential neighborhoods and in school zones, and even avoid them if you can. Be on the alert for children at all intersections, also on the street, on the curbs, and on raised medians. You never know where they're going to be. Slowly and carefully exit driveways and alleyways, because a lot of times those are darker areas too. And especially if you're backing, be very careful. And concentrate on the driving task. Avoid the distractions. Don't play with the phone. You're not supposed to anyway, but don't play with the phone or text or all that other stuff. Also, the Safe Kids Coalition encourages parents to use Halloween as an opportunity to remind kids of the rules. And those things include accompanying young children. Children under the age of 12 should always be accompanied by an adult or an older, responsible child if they're going to be out. Make sure you can see and that you can be seen. Kids also should carry maybe glow sticks or flashlights or something along that line so they can see better in the dark as well as be seen by drivers and others. Costumes and bags should be decorated with retro-reflective tape or stickers made of light colors if possible. Also, you want to cross the street safely. Cross at a corner. Use the traffic signals and crosswalks. They're there for a reason. We're paying a lot of money for them. Might as well use them. Look left, right, and then left again when you cross. And keep looking as you cross the street. And walk. Don't run across the street. Also, walk on sideways or pathways. You know, we see a lot of joggers in the street. I really don't like that at all. You know, at times in the morning. And then, you know, if I end up buzzing by one because I never saw them because they're dressed darkly, they get mad at me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in a car. I'm supposed to be on the street. I don't drive my car on the sidewalk.
Right.
So I'd appreciate it if you didn't jog in the street. You know, it'd be better to jog on the side. That's why we spend the money to put them there.
Yeah.
Well, it's especially important on Halloween night. Don't walk on the streets and stuff. And, you know, if there aren't any sidewalks, and that, you know, there are neighborhoods like that. If there are no sidewalks, then that's fine. Walk facing the traffic, but as far to the left as you possibly can to stay out of harm's way. And be a safe pedestrian around vehicles. Watch for vehicles that are turning or backing up. And don't ever dart onto a street across or between parked cars. And when you get out of a vehicle, make sure you get out of the vehicle on the curb side if you can, not on the traffic side. And get your face painted. Paint and makeup are a better choice for young children because that way they don't hinder their vision. You know, you wear a mask. You might
be
covering
those tiny little slits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't have full view. So avoid wearing hats and things that might slide down and cover the eyes, too. And also prevent tripping and falling. I know it's fashionable to wear all that garbage that they wear today that hangs down and drags on the ground behind them. But, you know, if you're wearing long, baggy or loose costumes or oversized shoes, things like that, you run the potential risk of tripping and falling. And you certainly wouldn't want to do that out in the middle of the street. So be safe and let's avoid any real disasters here this year. But have fun, too.
Yeah.
It's Halloween. Have a good time. All right. All that stuff said and done, we got our public service part of the program taken care of, right?
We do.
Let's get after the food. I'm looking for the good stuff.
The good stuff. All right. Well, on Sunday, St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church Bazaar is on October 28th. Doors open at 9 and then dinner is served from 11 to 1:30. Homemade dinner includes roast beef, mashed potatoes, glazed carrots, green beans, rolls, salads, and desserts. Cost is just $9 for adults and $3 for children 6 through 12, and then children 5 and under are free. They do have takeouts available. There's also a bake sale, sewing circle sales, quilt chances, and general store. That's Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church Bazaar on October 28th. Doors open at 9 and dinner is from 11 to 1:30. On Monday, October 29th, the Shelby County Conservation Board, they're holding a Dutch oven cooking class. That's at 5:30 in the Nature Center at the Anishinaabeg Recreation Area. And they'll be making 6 to 8 breakfast recipes and then, of course, eating them. The cost of the class is $10 for adults and $5 for children 10 and under. Sign up for that. You can contact Christina at 744-3403 or Iowa Western Community College at 755-3568. That's a Dutch oven cooking class, the Shelby County Conservation Board at the Nature Center at the Anishinaabeg Recreation Area, and that's on October 29th at 5:30. Coming up is the Masquerade $5 Jewelry and Accessory Fair. That's on October 30th from 9:30 to 5. That's at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital's Education Center. They have lots of merchandise. Some of the items include rings, earrings, necklace, bracelets, scarves, purses, wallets. And it's all for men, women, and children. And they're just $5 per item. The event is hosted by the Audubon County Hospital Foundation, and proceeds from that will support the mission of the foundation. It's the Masquerade $5 Jewelry and Accessory Fair on October 30th from 9:30 to 5. The Cass County Conservation Board is asking Cass County residents, when do you think the first trumpeter swan will arrive at the Shelburg Quarry? You can call in your prediction by November 12th to the Conservation Board and leave a message and return phone number if they're not in. They don't allow duplicate dates, and it's just one prediction per family, and again, it is for Cass County residents only. The sponsors of the contest will determine the official arrival of the swans, and then the winner will receive a trumpeter swan 8x10 print from the Cass County Conservation Board. There's a food preservation class. It's a hands-on workshop to learn safe, research-based methods for water bath canning and freezing. It's on October 30th from 1 to 5 at the Cass County Extension Office. For more information or to register, you can contact Kate Olson at the Cass County Extension Office at 243-1132. One more thing on October 31st is a blood drive at the Atlantic High School gym. It's from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, that's on October 31st, and that's sponsored by the Atlantic High School National Honor Society. Roy Marshall will be presenting a program featuring some of the books he's written. That's at the Lewis Library on November 1st at 1 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend. Again, that's Roy Marshall featuring his book, at the Lewis Library on November 1st at 1 p.m. There's a soup supper at St. Paul's Lutheran in Atlantic on November 1st. That is from 5:30 to 7. Free will donation for the Kiwanis Eliminate Project to eliminate maternal and neonatal tetanus in over 30 countries. They'll be serving chili or chicken noodle soup with open-faced sandwiches, along with bars, cookies, and drinks. And they do have hot dogs available for the kids under 10. That's a soup supper at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic on November 1st from 5:30 to 7. This is always a good one, the Nishna Valley Shrine and Auxiliary Chicken Noodle Dinner. It's on November 1st from 4:30 to 7:30 at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. They'll be serving chicken and noodles, potatoes, coleslaw, vegetables, rolls, pie, and drink. Just $8 for adults, only $3.75 for kids 4 through 10, and kids 4 and under are free. You can get carryouts by calling 249-6961. Also available is homemade dry noodles and cooked chicken and noodles and meat in pints and quarts. Proceeds from this go to the Shrine Hospitals for Children. That's the Nishna Valley Shrine and Auxiliary Chicken Noodle Dinner on November 1st from 4:30 to 7:30. And that's at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. The Atlantic High School Drama Department, they're going to present the two-act drama, The Late Great Me. That's on November 2nd and 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. Tickets are $5 for adults and $3 for students. Atlantic High School students are admitted free if they have an activity sticker on their student ID. Then over in Griswold, they're going to present The Fiddler on the Roof on November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That's at the Griswold High School Auditorium. Performances on November 2nd and 3rd will be at 7, and then on November 4th at 2. And you get your tickets on sale at the high school principal's office for $7. There's an open house that will be held at the new Lewis Public Library Heritage Center. That is on November 3rd from 10 to 3, and you can stop in and tour the new facility, and they'll have some refreshments being served. Again, that's the open house for the new Lewis Public Library Heritage Center on November 3rd from 10 to 3. The Fall Turkey Supper at the Exire Christian Church is on November 3rd from 5 to 8. They'll be serving turkey dinner with all the trimmings, and that's served family style. You can dine in or take out. Cost is $10 for adults and $5 for children 5 through 12. You can call ahead for a takeout order at 268-5498, and you can pick those up between 4 and 4:45. That's the Fall Turkey Supper at the Exire Christian Church on November 3rd from 5 to 8. There's a free rainscaping workshop that will be held on November 3rd at the Iowa Western Community College. Some of the topics covered will be green roofs, rain gardens, worm composting. Then after lunch break, they'll have a rain barrel class. It's from 9 to noon, and then from 12:30 to 1:30 is the rain barrel class. If you'd like to build a rain barrel, there's a $40 fee for that. And to sign up, you can call Laura Canning at 769-2372. That's a free intro to rainscaping workshop on November 3rd at the Iowa Western Community College. Also, the Cass County Conservation Board is holding a bird feeder workshop that will be held at Orchlands in Atlantic on November 3rd at 4, and it's free for all ages. Children must be accompanied by an adult, and they'll learn all about feeding the birds and make a bird feeder. Another workshop will be held at the Outdoor Educational Classroom in Messina on November 11th at 4. Again, all ages are welcome, and that is free also. Griswold Antique Plowing Show will be held on November 3rd at 10 a.m. It's 2 miles north of Griswold on Highway 48. You can come watch antique tractors and plows in action and view Rush's Fords and Moore Museum of Vintage Cars and Farm Machinery. There's lots to see, and it's fun for all ages. In case bad weather will be canceled, for more information on that, you can call Howard Rush at 778-4152. So that's Griswold Antique Plowing Show. It's now on November 3rd at 10 a.m. That's 2 miles north of Griswold on Highway 48.
Okay, I got some more stuff too, but I'm going to take a break first, and then we'll get after it. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Ooh, yeah, everything sounds good right
now. I know,
now.
I'm starving now.
I know, me too. You had to go and do it, didn't
I
you?
I know.
All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right. A few more things to tell you about here before we move along. Coming up this weekend, they'll have Reformation Sunday, a soup and sandwich luncheon at the Peace Lutheran Church in Harlan. That'll be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Sunday, October 28th. They'll be serving chili soup, chicken soup with homemade noodles, hamburger vegetable soup, and a variety of sandwiches, bars, and a drink. Cost is $7 for adults, children 5 to 10, $3.50, and children 4 and under can eat free. So that's coming up this Sunday, October 28th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Peace Lutheran Church in Harlan. Soup sounds good this time of the year.
Oh, it always sounds good.
Yeah, but this...
I've already made a few different soups.
I know. This time
I'm ready
of the
for
year,
more.
Though. Oh, yeah, you can't go wrong with soup this time of the year. It just sits in the belly, keeps you warm. Let's see. Also coming up here pretty soon, the Adair United Methodist Church will be having their fall dinner and harvest sale. That'll be held at the Adair Community Center on Sunday, November 4th. They'll be serving at 11 a.m. with an auction at 1 p.m. The dinner includes a Windsor chop with baked potato, vegetables, salad bar, and pie. $9 for adults, children 12 and under $5, and preschoolers can come on in for free. Carryouts are available, and the Community Center phone number is 641-742-5220. That's the Adair United Methodist Church Fall Dinner and Harvest Sale, Sunday, November 4th. From 11 a.m., that's when they're serving, and then the auction at 1 o'clock at the Adair Community Center. So everyone welcome there. Also coming up on Sunday, November the 4th, will be St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina's annual harvest dinner. That'll be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. On the menu, they have roast beef and ham balls with mashed potatoes and gravy, rolls, green beans, salad bar, dessert, and drink. Cost is $8 for adults, 12 and under $5, and preschoolers free. That's the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Their annual harvest dinner, Sunday, November 4th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also coming up on November the 9th, the Messina Baptist Church will host their annual harvest supper. And that's Friday, November the 9th. Supper starting at 6 p.m. with a musical program following. And everyone is invited. That's a free supper and program at the Messina Baptist Church, starting at 6 o'clock, Friday, November 9th. Also coming up, the Messina United Methodist Church will be having its annual dinner and bazaar on Sunday, November the 11th. Dinner will be from 11 to 1. They'll be serving pork loin and dressing, beef and noodles with all the trimmings. Bake sale will go at 10:30 as well. Price is $8 for adults, $4 for kids 12 and under, and preschoolers are free. That's the Messina United Methodist Church annual dinner and bazaar, Sunday, November 11th. Dinner from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and they hope to have a nice crowd there for that, too. I don't know how you can't have a nice crowd at some of these things,
right,
with the prices so inexpensive.
I know, it's great.
Also coming up a little further down the road, too, the Persia Fire and Rescue will be hosting its first annual, what they're calling Balls, Brats, and Beer. It's a feather party. That'll be at the Persia Fire Hall. It's on Saturday, November the 10th, with doors opening at 5 o'clock. Now, they're asking folks to come on in and play pitch for a chance to win a turkey. Cards will start when the tables fill up, and they'll play till the turkeys are gone. They're talking about actual turkeys, right?
I hope so.
Okay. They'll be serving $2 beer, $3 Mike's Hard Lemonade, pop and water for $1 each, and also on the menu, Mountain Oysters, Brats, and Munchies, provided for your free will donation. They'll have a DJ providing some music from 8 p.m. to midnight as well. And again, that's at the Persia Fire and Rescue Hall, the Persia Fire Hall, as their first annual Balls, Brats, and Beer Feather Party will be held, and they hope to have a good crowd on hand for that.
Yeah, very nice.
With that name, how can you go wrong,
all right,
huh? All right, that's all I have for events and activities and things going on here around the area this week. You have any birthdays for us?
I do, just one birthday. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Ruth Thompson on November 9th. I'm sorry, November 7th.
Very good. I have one anniversary to tell you about this weekend, too, that I have in front of me. It's a 50th anniversary open house for Dwayne and Helen Ernst. And there'll be an informal light lunch open house this Sunday, October 28th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Adair Community Center. That's hosted by the couple's children and their family, and they request no gifts, just your presence would be great. That's Dwayne and Helen Ernst, 50th anniversary open house this Sunday, October 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Adair Community Center. Now, if you can't make it, you can also send a card. Dwayne and Helen Ernst can be reached by sending that card to 125th Street in Adair, 50002. Congratulations to Dwayne and Helen Ernst on their 50th anniversary. It's a long time worth of patience. You going to make that?
I hope so. The goal. Hopefully longer.
It's kind of the plan. Hey, also this weekend, be aware. You know, we talked so much at the beginning of our program today about being aware on Wednesday night when trick-or-treating is occurring with all those young ghosts and goblins running around, not paying attention to things, except to where the next...
next house is with the candy.
Yeah, where the next candy attack is. Well, one of the things opening up this weekend, too, is pheasant season. Iowa pheasant season opens up this weekend. It runs from October 27th through January 10th. So especially early on in the season, where there are a lot of birds to harvest, you get a lot of activity out there. So be very aware and very careful, too. You may sometimes see cars parked along shoulders of the road or, you know, just off roads and things. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're traveling, especially on some of those very rural roads, the secondary roads, be a little more careful out there, too, and watch the traffic going on because there'll be a lot of folks out there. They say that the pheasant numbers actually are up for the first time in 7 years. So it's a good reason for folks to be out, too. A lot of the credit for that goes to the mild winter and the relatively warm, dry spring allowed for the rebound. The annual roadside counts in August that they do, on average, showed about 8 birds per 30-mile route. That's up from a record low of 6.8 birds last year. So it breaks a string of declines. It goes back to 2005. Now, it's a modest increase, but the increase does nudge that population back in the right direction. So they're expecting, and when I say they, the DNR, they're expecting the harvest should be slightly better this year, and they're expecting hunters to take in somewhere between 125,000 and 200,000 roosters this fall. So there are lots of birds to be had out there, and it just kind of depends on where you are around the state. But with the fall crop harvest basically complete, hunters might be concentrating on the remaining cover to find their birds, like CRP acres, grassy waterways, shelter belts, things like that, especially when more winter-like weather starts to move in. So you might want to be aware of those things. And again, be aware of all the different activity that you might see out there or inactivity. If you see cars driving slowly, looking for that perfect place to go.
Yeah.
But there are lots of private lands they'll be hunting on and stuff too. But yeah, they do expect that the numbers could be really, really good this year. So we'll see how that goes. But again, pheasant season opening up this weekend, October 27th, and continuing through January the 10th. So for a lot of folks, they'll be spending a lot of time out. Daylight hours are short, so you got to start early and, well, I guess finish early now, too.
Yeah, sure.
So be aware of all the activity out there, too. Well, we hope you have fun no matter what you're planning on this week. Halloween doesn't have to be just for the kids.
No, it doesn't.
Some folks have some cool parties.
Yeah.
But hope you have fun. Do it safely, whatever you're going to be doing. That's all the time we have for you this week. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.